יש דרך שמעתי נוסע כנגד הקצה האחרון, ויש דרך שמעתי נוסע כנגד הקצה הראשון, וזהו לפנים משורת הדין. ומצווים אנו ללחץ בדרכים אלו הבינוניים, והם הדרכים הטובים והישרים, שנאמר והלכת בדרכיו. So the simple pshat is that the Midas HaChokhma and the Midas Chasidus are two different ways of implementing the Drachim HaTovim VaYishar. The Midas HaChokhma and Midas Chasidus, they're two different ways, two different tracks for implementing the Drachim HaTovim VaYishar, which is the mitzvah of halachta v'drachav. So we want to comment on two of the phrases in the Rambam. We want to comment on the phrase v'zel l'fnei mishuras hadin in halacha hey, and l'nadir in Hashem, and at the end of halacha dalet, kol odom shadei osav deos beinonios nikra chochem. Those are the two phrases we want to try to understand. Let's see as follows. The one in Eilu Metzius has a couple of instances of hashavas aveda. One is hashavas aveda, the other is prika uteina, loading and unloading the animal of lifnei mishuras hadin. So the first is as follows, in Bava Metzia Chav Dalet. Rabbi Yehuda hava shakel v'ozil basrei de mashmul v'shuka de bei daisa. So Rabbi Yehuda was following Shmuel in a marketplace which was populated by Rov Akum. So he asked them, Motzakan Arnike Mahu, if a person will find an Aveda here, what's the din? Amale Hare Elu Shalom. Because the din is that if the Aveda is lost where it's Rov Akum, so then the one who lost the Aveda has to operate with the assumption that the one who's going to find it is most likely going to be an Akum and isn't going to return the Aveda, so therefore he's Mesiyaish. And so if the Yisrael finds it, even if it turns out that the Aveda was lost by Yisrael, but it's Lach HaYeish, so it belongs to him. Now what happens, Bo Yisrael v'nosen bo siman mahu? What if it turns out, despite the fact that it's Rov Akum, that the one who actually lost it was Yisrael, and he gives an identifying siman? Omer lechayv lahachzer. It says about Tarte. So the two responses contradict each other. Amalei lifnei mishuras hadin. No, my second answer is lifnei mishuras hadin, that meika hadin, again, when an aveda is lost in a place that's rov akum, so then if even though the Yisrael is the one who loses the aveda, when you find it, the assumption is that it's after the yesh and you keep it. But lifnei mishuras hadin, one would return. Ki hada avod shmol ashkach hanei chamei b'madbara. The way Rashi understands this Gemara is that there's a presumption that if something has been lost for 12 months, at that point, people are Mesiyash, even if it's Yesh Bo Siman, but if for 12 months there hasn't been any reports of it having been found. So if it's first found after 12 months, so then Rashi says that we assume that there was Yeish. So again, you're finding the Aveda after Yeish, so you're entitled to keep it. And Avu Shmuel returned it lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay, so those are two incidents of lifnei mishuras hadin. Later in Eilu Metzias, the Gemara has yet a third story. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel b'Yosi have a ko'ezel b'orcha. Poge be'ahu gava, have a dore pascha de'ufei. Osvinu v'ka mitfach. Amalei dalili. So Rabbi Shmuel was traveling and he encountered a person who had a load of wood, and he asked Rabbi Yishmael to help him reload the wood on the animal. The mitzvah of teina, pirka uteina. So Amalei kama shavin, he asked them, how much is the wood worth? So Amalei palga the zuza. So Yavlei palga the zuza, he buys it from him. V'afkara, meaning Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi didn't want to do the teina. The Gemara is about to say he was really potter because of the din of zaken ve'ena l'fich. But afal pichein, instead of saying that I'm potter, so instead he buys it from him. So then he's no longer chayiv. He's no longer chayiv because it's his own wood. But then he wasn't really interested in the wood. So afkara, hada the original owner is zocheh in the wood again. And again, says, help me load it. So hada yavlei paga. So then he goes through the same song and dance. Chazi. So he said, no, he was going to do it again. So he had to put an end to this. So he says to him, amalei l'kulei alma afkirinu v'loch lo afkirinu. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was just looking to try to get closure here. Says the Gemara, line 6, why did he have to do this? He could have invoked the Ptur that if it's not in keeping with one's stature and one's dignity, one is potter. The No, he then, so that's why he didn't want to cash in on his exemption from the mitzvah of pirkei uteina, and that's why he was going through the process of buying it and to exempt himself that way. So the Rambam quotes these Gemaras in Perek Yud Aleph of Gzeila L'Chazayin. So the Rambam says, "Hoyer rov ha'ir goyim." Imotza b'svatya platya gedola b'batei chnesios b'batei midrasha shahagoyim mitzuyim sham tomid u'b'chol mokam shaharabim mitzuyim sham harei hamitzuyah shalo v'afilu bo yisrael v'nasan sivoneha. Why? Shaharei nisya esh mimeno kisha nafla mipnei shehu omer, the original owner has the reason to himself that goyim mitzua. Says the Rambam, nevertheless, afal pi shehi shelo, even though the aveda, the lost object, belongs to the person who finds it, harotze leilech b'derech hatov v'hayosher v'osa lefnei mishur sadin machzes aveda liyisrael k'sheyitein simaneha. If you want to do lefnei mishur sadin, so you return it anyway. Then the Rambam. Because so this was the p'tur of where a person is potter from hashavas aveda because he finds it la'achayeish. Then in halacha yudzayin in the same parak, the Rambam says haholech b'darach hatov v'hayosha v'osa lefnim mishur sadin machzer aveda b'chol mokom v'afal pishenu lefi chvaldo. Right, the Gemara which was talking about pirkei uteina, but the same exemption applies to hashavas aveda, just as a zaken v'enu lefi chvaldo and an elderly person. Or a chacham that it's not lefi kvodo, the same way he's potter from priko teina, from loading and unloading, is also potter from hashavas aveda. But the Rambam says here too that lifnei mishur sadin, a person should be machzer as aveda. He should return the aveda, even though it's in lefi kvodo. And in Hilchos Otzeach, he quotes this din by priko teina, zeha klal. If the person, if it were his own load, if he would roll his sleeves up and attend to it, he'd load it, he'd unload it, then he has to help someone else out also. Afilu hoya hanosi hagodol v'roa behemas chaveru v'vetzes tachas masoa. And here too, in each of these cases, the Rambam quotes the din of or the hanhoga of the Lifnei Mishur Sadin. What's noteworthy in each of these cases is that in each case that the Rambam says, one who goes or wants to go, b'derech hatov ha'yoshev. Rambam should have said, afal pi, let's say in Halacha Zayin, he simply should have written, afal pi shehi shalo, harotze lasos lefnim yishur sadin, machzos avedi lisak sheitenes simoneho. Similarly, in Halacha Yud Zayin, one who's osa lefnei mishur sadin is machzos aveda b'chol mokom. In each of the three, in both cases in gzeila v'aveda, the Rambam makes a point of saying that he haholech b'derech hatova hayosha. So what the pshat in the Rambam is as follows: the Rambam is saying that the hanhaga of lefnei mishur sadin by other mitzvahs comes from applying the midas chasidus of the halachta bedrachav to that mitzvah. When you bring the midas chasidus of the halachta bedrachav, when you bring that to bear on mitzvahs hashavas aveda, so that's what generates the lifnim mishur sadin of hashavas aveda. When you bring to bear the midas chasidus of the halachta bedrachav and the mitzvah priko teina, that's what generates the lefnim yishur sadin by priko teina. And or in other words, when the Rambam said here in halacha hey in Hilchos Deyos zel lefnim yishur sadin, the Rambam the word zel lefnim yishur sadin means not only that this is the lefnim mishuras hadin form of halachta bedrachav, this is the source of lefnim mishuras hadin everywhere. In kol ha'torah kula, when you encounter lefnim mishuras hadin, this is it. This is it. It's bringing to bear the midas chasidus form of halachta bedrachav on the other mitzvahs. Zel lifnim mishur sadin, I'm saying globally, not that this is lifnim mishur sadin of halacha bedrachav. That he says at the beginning of the halacha, mishur medakdek al atzma b'yoser, v'yisrachik midei avenis ma'at letzad zeh nikra chasid, so chasidus, midas chasidus, always means that that's something which is extra, which is not required, which is lifnim mishur sadin. When he says zel lifnim mishur sadin, he means this is the source of lifnim mishur sadin by hashavas aveda. So hagam that it's yours, but if you bring to bear the midah, you apply the v'halachta bedrachav, the midas chasidus of v'halachta bedrachav, hashavas aveda. So that it says that the person should be machzor aveda even la'acha yeyosh. It says that he should be machzor aveda b'chol mokom, even if he's a zokin ve'ena lefi chavodo. But here there is a question as follows, Rabbi Elsak. A couple of questions, but the question l'chor is as follows. If the pshat is that one is, again, bringing to bear v'halachta bedrachav on hashavas aveda, on priko teina, so then why not say that hagam that mitzad hashavas aveda yupoto, but mitzad the v'halachta bedrachav you should be chayev? And yet the Rambam says no. It's only the midas chasidus of halachta bedrachav that requires you to go beyond the hashavas aveda. So the pshat is like this. If you take a look here here on page two in Shmona Prakim, so the Rambam in the previous paragraph has been critiquing those who torture themselves, that they lead an ascetic lifestyle. So the Rambam says maybe they will defend themselves. Says that they're imitating non-Jewish behavior. So if they'll say in defense of themselves, Shehem omnam yasu masha yasu mehatriach gufo sehem umehafsek hana'o sehem, that they engage again in this very onerous ascetic lifestyle, al derech hahergel kochos haguf ukidei shiyu notem el hakotze ha'achad ma'at, that they're just, no, that they're looking to, again, take a little bit of an extra precaution in terms of those character flaws to which we're susceptible. Hine zeh to'os, the Rambam says. K'moshe nevayer. And here's the explanation. V'zeh, shehatorah omnam osor masha osor, v'tzivsor masha tzivsor mizos hasiba. The overwhelming majority of mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed to mold our character, to instill the midah beinonis. Rutzoni loma k'dei shenisrachek min hakotzer ha'echad yoseh al tzad ha'hergel. If anything, the Torah again pushes us a little bit off center. The Rambam says she'isa ha'macholos ha'asuros kulam v'isa ha'bios ha'asuros. All this, again, is to prevent our going towards the hedonistic end of the spectrum. V'chein ma sheba b'atora, around six lines from the end of this excerpt, kol ma sheba b'atora minisinas ha-maisros, you have to tithe, v'halaket, v'ashechecha, v'apeya, v'aperet, v'olas, all the matnos aniyim, v'din ha-shmita, v'hayovel, v'hatztoka de machzoro, in giving tztoka, omlam ze kulo korav l'pazronos, the Torah is moving us away from the extreme of stinginess, of tight-fistedness. U'bezos ha-bechina, Bechon rov ha-mitzvos, analyze most mitzvos, v'timtzena kulon, v'timtza'an kulon, margilos kochas ha-nefesh. You'll see how mitzvos are designed, again, to train us. Now, k'mo sh'ne'esu ha-nekoma u'ge'ulas ha-dom, ba'omro lo sikom v'lo sitor, ozov ta'azov, Hakim Takim, Kadesha Yechalesh Koach HaKino VaHakas. So the mitzvah Priko Teina, the Rambam says, is there to instill the correct character trait. V'chein Hoshev Teshivim and Hashavas Aveda, Kadesha Tosu Tchunas Ha'ayin Hara'a. And the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded and designed that we shouldn't be stingy. So Kunt dies that the mitzvah, be it Hashavas Aveda or Pirkei Teina, the Shuras Hadin of that mitzvah is coordinated with the Iker Hadin of Halachta B'drachav. Ha'holech b'derech hatov v'hayosha, ha'rotzeh l'leches b'derech hatov v'hayosha. So when he then applies to these mitzvahs, which are designed to train and mold our character, when you apply the midas chasidus, that's what generates the lifnei mishuras hadin and kol ha'Torah kula. And when the Rambam says zel lifnei mishuras hadin, he doesn't mean zel. Again, the phrase is too sweeping a phrase. It's not, the v'zehu means not only in this context. This is the lifnei mishuras hadin. In every context, it all stems from this. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? So if you take a look, if you take a look here on page 2, the Gemara in Brachos. Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, the Masoras HaShas is Mitzayan only appears a handful of times in Shas. It doesn't appear that many times. So the Gemara in Brachos has it also. Omer Rava, Hamilsa Amrita Ana, V'itma Mishmed Rabbi Zera Kavasi. I said it, and then I heard the same thing said in the name of Rabbi Zera. Shlosha Shlachol Ka'achas, three people sit down to a meal of bread together. So the chayovim and zimun. So echad mafzik l'shnayim, ve'ein mashnayim mafzikim l'echad. So if two of them are ready to bench, so then the third has to interrupt his meal to answer the mezumin. But if one wants to bench, so the two don't have to interrupt to bench the mezumin. Velo, so what happens? He just has to wait until another one finishes. Velo v'horav papa ifsek leil abba ma'brei ihu v'chad. But Rav Papa did it. Rav Papa was one of two who were not finished eating, and yet they did interrupt their eating to bench b'mezumin to accommodate the third. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa de lefnei mishur saden hu da'avad. So what mitzvah was Rav Papa being mahadir in here with this lefnei mishur saden? Meila, in the Gemara's in Bava Metzia, you could have said it's a different level of Hashavas Aveda. It's a different level of Priko Te'ina. This isn't the Hidur and Birkas HaMazon. It's not. I mean, the Zimun will happen anyway, right? The Zimun will happen. Instead of the Zimun would have happened in 10 minutes from now when the other two finished eating. And instead, it's going to happen now. That's not a Hidur in Zimun. So what's the Lathnim Mishur Sadin? The Lathnim Mishur Sadin is certainly in the Midos. It's not a lefnei mishur sadin in Birkas HaMozon and Birkas HaZimun here. Meilin, Hashavas Avedi, you could have thought that's the pshat. You didn't necessarily need the Rambam's Havana that the lefnei mishur sadin is always stems from the Bahalach the Bedrachel. But here it's clear that it does. So at the very least, this, at least in one instance where the Gemara has, it's muchach that the lefnei mishur sadin, It's not simply inherent in that mitzvah that there's another level. It's rather bringing to bear the halachta bedrachav in a different context. Now, the other and this I don't know. This is a little speculative, but you, on the pasuk in Vaschanan. You're all familiar here on page 3. Gvav pasuk yudches v'asisa hayoshev v'hatov be'enei Hashem. So Rashi says hayoshev v'hatov zu pshor lefnei mishur sadin. Ramban identifies what Rashi says as a medrash chazal. U'l'rabosenu v'zeh medrash yafa. Amu zu pshor lefnei mishur sadin. So the mefarshim all point out that we don't have this chazal. But it was a chazal that the Ramban had, and clearly that this kind of comment is the kind of comment that Rashi is also quoting from chazal. It's not a Rashi comment, it's a Rashi quoting chazal comment. Assuming that the Rambam had this chazal also, so then what the Rambam says is mefurish. That's how the Rambam understood this maimah chazal. Well, sisa hayoshev v'hatov. Again, Yoshev Atov refers to the V'halach de V'drocha Metzuvim on Olalaches V'drochim Eilu Habenonim V'hem Hadrochim Hatovim V'hayisharim. So V'asisa V'hayoshev V'hatov and Chazal Darshan Zul Lefnim Yishur Sadin, meaning by being Mekayeh in the mitzvah V'halach de V'drocha according to the Midas Chasidus, that's what generates the lefnei mishur sadin, and that's what the Rambam says when he says zel lefnei mishur sadin. He means this is the source for lefnei mishur sadin by Hashavas Aveda. When you got to see lefnei mishur sadin by Hashavas Aveda, it comes from here. It means that the person is being more mahader in molding his midos in being able to let go of money. And when you're going to come across lefnei mishur sadin by Pirkei Otina, again, it comes from here. And that's why the Rambam prefaced in each of these cases, ha-holech b'derech hatov v'hayoshar, The person wants to be mahader in valachta bedrachav, so then that will generate a lifnim yeshuas hadin here in the context of hashavas aveda, in the context of prika uteina.
Both the Gemara or the Rambam have used that person lifnim yeshuas hadin when it's purely another mamakom, like eating machalas asuras. The Rambam talks about here. So would you expect to find that much in those areas also?
So, based on the Masoros HaShas's Bekiyas, you don't. You don't. I think he has five or six Gemaras Sach HaKol. One is this Gemara in Brachos. Two of them are the two Gemaras in Bava Metzia that are here. Then there's the Gemara in Bava Kama, which is actually the same as the Gemara in Bava Metzia, with the Gemara Darshins from the Odata Lamas Adarach Yelchuba, that's Hamasa Sheyasun, that Hamasa Sheyasun is the Lifnim Yeshuas Hadin. And then I think the only other Gemara he has is the Gemara in Ksubis, talking about where a person, even though there wasn't a Tanai and a Mechira is really valid, if a person will offer to return to the seller, because the seller had certain things in mind that didn't that didn't materialize. So all the instances in the Gemara, they're all those are the instances which you have in the Gemara. Okay, so I think that's what Zehu Lifnim Yeshuas Hadin means.
This was a good barak, there was nothing, I mean, surprising if you would find it in a bit.
No, there isn't. Ein Hachanami, it would fit there also, because since it's the person's midah, so it could be there as well. It just so happens, right. Ein Hachanami, I wasn't saying it, you know, fortunately it is this way. No, just it is that way, yeah. It is
it would be just as appropriate, according to this, it would be just as appropriate to find it in Achilles Chela or something. Because it's, as the Rambam sets it up, that's one of the reasons for the Isser of Machalos Asuras is to also fits within Hilchos Deis.
Yes, L'chol. Maybe just, I don't want to be mouth too much, but very quickly, just In Gzele Vaved Yud Aleph Zayin, when the Rambam introduces Lifnim Yeshuas Hadin, he says Harotze. It's the second line from the top here on page 2. Harotze Leilech V'derech HaTov V'Hayosher V'Osa Lifnim Yeshuas Hadin. So he describes it as aspirational. If you wanna go Lifnim Yeshuas Hadin, this is what you should do. And Alecha Yud Zayin, and in Rotzeach, he describes it as a person's midah. Haholech without chatov v'hayosha, so then he'll be machzer saveda b'chol mokom. And similarly, in Rotzeach Hashmiras Nefesh, im hoya chassid v'osa lefnim Yeshuas Hadin. So in the first case, the Rambam says, you know, and you want to do lefnim Yeshuas Hadin here, wonderful, gavaldik, go for it. In the other two cases, the Rambam says, if you consistently do so, if you habitually do so, So maybe the pshat is as follows. Again, both in the second halachin zeila v'aved as well as in Motzei Cheshmiras Nefesh, the Rambam is dealing with cases of zaken v'ein l'fi chvodo. First, legabe hashavas aveda, then legabe priku utina. So maybe the pshat is like this: by zaken v'ein l'fi chvodo, so maybe there's a downside to the lifnim yeshuas hadin. Maybe he's demeaning himself. The whole point is that he's a chacham or a zaken, and it's ein l'fi chvodo. So maybe he's being misbaza. Maybe he's demeaning himself to go lifnim yeshuas hadin. So says the Rambam. So ein hachanami on a one-time basis. So I don't know. So maybe it is. Says the Rambam. No, but if the person consistently, if he consistently does that, so then that's his midah. So then it would be similar to. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, when he quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Ha'ish Mekadesh, has as follows: "Afal pi shehaya adam choshev b'yosef ve'ein darku likach dvar min hashuk." He doesn't usually go shopping. "V'lo le'sasek b'mlochah shev v'vayis chayv lasus dvarim shein l'tzorach haShabbos begufo Shezehu Kvoda. So Valdo says that Shezehu Kvoda, the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah quotes, Valdo says Shezehu Kvoda means Zehu Kvoda Shel Ha'odah, meaning that this isn't a stira to his kovod, because Zehu Kvoda to be Oseg in the Hachonis of Shabbos. So maybe Kain Zeh, the Rambam says, when you come to Zaken Ve'en Lefi Kvoda, if this is a person who consistently wants to do Lefnim Yishuv Adin, so then he's not being mizbazeh. Then this is his kovod, and Masha and Kain, if it's just La'acha Yeyush, there's no question of the person's kovod. So a person, it's harotzeh, can be aspirational that he wants to be Lefnim Yishuv Adin. Doesn't have to be consistent with his derech. Yes, I think maybe that's the way the Baal HaTanya understands it. I think that he says Shezehu Kvodo means Kvod Shabbos. I'm trying to remember whether he had a hechrech to this understanding or not, but yeah, I think the Baal HaTanya reads it that way. Okay. Very. Okay, maybe. Okay, so no, we'll do like this. I don't want to be married, so we'll just. One more point here and there. In Parag Aleph, again, in Hilchos Deis, if you go back to page one, so the Rambam identified the Midah Beinonis as being Yeshorim and Tovim, and Mitzuvim Onu at the end of Halacha Hey, Lalechas V'drachim Ha'elu Ha'Beinonim, V'Heim Ha'drachim Ha'Tovim V'Ha'Yeshorim, Shinama V'Halachta V'Drachav. And then he tells us in Halacha Zayin, which is on page 6. If you take a look in page 6, in Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that Haderech HaBeinonis Anu Chayom Lalechaz Ba is Derech Hashem. So the Rambam has an equation between v'halach de b'drach of darkei Hashem is the derech habeninus, and those are tovim and yesharim, right? A equals B equals C. V'halach de b'drach of darkei Hashem equal drachem tovim yesharim and beninus. What does the Rambam get that darkei Hashem are tovim v'yesharim? So maybe as follows. In terms of Yesharim on page 3, the Pasuk in Hosea, Michochem v'yavin eile navon v'yedoim, ki Yesharim darkei Hashem, here it is, tzadikim yalchu v'mefoshim mikoshalom. So the Navi describes, defines the darkei Hashem as Yesharim. What about Tovim? So Tovim is a little bit more subtle, but as follows. The Rambam in the next source you have there in Chelek Aleph, in the Mora, explains that Moshe ben Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Hodeinu Naz Drachecha. He wants to know the Darkei Hashem, Hodeinu Naz Drachecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu consents. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consent? He says, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panacha. So, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panacha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's affirmative response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request of Hodeini No es Derachecha. How so? So, let's just read a little bit here. Nana Al HaMevukash, line 2 here, on the Chelek Aleph Perek Nun Dalet. Nana Al HaMevukash HaRishon, V'hu Hodeini No es Derachecha, ani avir kol tuvi al panacha. What does that mean? Omnam omro kol tuvi, towards the end of the third line. What does kol tuvi mean? Hu remez laharos oso hanimtzaos kulam. Hanema aleim vayara lukim es kol hasha'osa v'hinei tov ma'od. Ritzona lomar, baharos osam lo shiyasik tivam v'haksharosam k'tzosam b'k'tzas, v'yeda hanhogoso lohem echi v'chalupat. Im kein has, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll show you, I will teach you my derachim by letting you understand my world. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu refer to his world? As Kol Tuvi. Kol Tuvi, the Rambam correlates with the Pasuk in Maaseh Bereishis, of Vayalus Kim Eskola Asha Asa Vinei Tov Ma'od. So Kol Tuvi means, you want to know my derachim? So my derachim are embedded in the Tuv, that I created. So Yitochen, that this is where the Rambam gets the identification and the definition of Darkei Hashem as being Tovim. Yisharim is from the pasuk in Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem. And here, Hodieni no es drachecha is, yeah, Hodieni es drachecha, the drachim are embedded in Kol Tuvi. That's where the drachim are embedded. Okay, I don't want to be married, but the just to hint at what we're not discussing, that the same way when the Rambam says Zehu lifnim yishur sadin, what he means is that the kiyum of halachta bedrachav is the source; it reverberates throughout kol haTorah kula. It reverberates elsewhere as lifnim yishur sadin. When the Rambam says that kol adam derech zohi derech hachachamim and kol adam shedeosav deos beinios nikra chacham. So, but because you mekayim one mitzvah, you're a chacham. So here too, the Rambam is saying that v'halachta b'drachav also is something that reverberates, and it means that he's a chacham in every context. Not just for purposes of this mitzvah, but this is something which, again, it reverberates throughout. Okay, that was obviously said with the. But you look at the other sources here. You'll see what we're alluding to. Okay, so thank you. So maybe we'll have a marriage now, and thank you very much, Alyssa.